Rizbanim. The Shabbos, today's Limud Hayoyim, Lizchus, Refuah Shleima, Ana Bas Maya, Maya, I don't know, Shenechya. We're having a major surgery today. May the learning be a Lizchus for Refuah Shleima. Shabbos had Rizbanim. The Gemara says, had Rizbanim Zaken. The beauty of a face is a beard. Beginu Bezeh, and they treat it unseemly or negatively. It's Adzduki Hasaris. It was a Saris, Adzduki, who happened to be one who couldn't have children and couldn't grow a beard. He was lacking the body parts that are necessary, the hormones that are necessary for beards to grow. And they said, praise the Hashem that kept you back from a beard. Again, he's trying to stress that a beard is a beautiful thing to have. He used to be a big embarrassment, who didn't have a beard. They started being mezalzel. They learned that from Begayim. Tagim Yonason says the one who doesn't grow a beard is even a lava lejimishgevesim lasisha. Even if he cuts it off with scissors, he can cut it off with he wasn't happy. Now, I'm not getting involved. Before I get to the next piece, it's questionable in halacha. Again, I don't argue in Reb Chaim. I have usually know my place. I know my lane. But the concept that it's considered the yobash could be cultural, meaning the halacha says many things to the yubash, and many paiskim, it's a big machlokes paiskim, hold that as time changes, it's no longer the yubash. I once spoke to a major paisik, and he told me, a real chashiva paisik, that today it's very hard to find the yubash because they do everything. Everybody does everything else. I asked him if a man is allowed to do whatever that procedure is called to make hair not grow on his face.
Laser?
No, not laser. Something else. I forgot what it was. What?
Electrolysis,
right. I think that's the right way to pronounce it. I'm not going to argue with the doctor in pronunciation. But whatever it is, somebody wanted to know. So I met this big place. I won't even say what it is. It's not a secret from David Cohn. And I asked him. He said, today, men do everything. Women do everything. So it's not Leobash. That means he's passing like those places that it can change. So even though the Targum Yenison says without a beard, it's Leobash. But it could very well be, according to those paiskim, bismanazah, it's no longer a woman's thing as opposed to a man's thing. So it might not be layobash. And as far as the same leisalechu, again, it's also machlokes paiskim. But there are many paiskim that hold that if it becomes a chuk, if you didn't do it also, after a while, it's not called the chukos hagai. That's disposed. Again, Rabbi Heinemann taught this to me back in 11th grade, that wearing a short jacket was once the chukos same leisalechu. Because the Goyim, everybody used to go long. Then all of the Goyim came up with short jackets. And they didn't follow. So now it's an awesome to wear a short jacket. So if some cipher says no, again, I quote Rabbi Heinemann, and I never saw this Chum cipher inside, that once Yidden started doing it, it's no longer a Chukos HaGai. So those two things that Rabbi Chaim mentions were there. The question is, do they still exist? And I don't argue with Rabbi Chaim. He didn't say they still exist. He just brings those down. Now, Loimi Boyim HaMachayilis Giluach Shanayi Gayayim. We're not talking about shavers that are noyeg today. This was the Chazaynish Yishita. All kinds of shaving tools. Did not allow to sell a machine to somebody who was using a razor. Because he said there's no difference. He said sell it to a guy. The stipler, to use an electric shaver. All machines, even those that use cream, wasn't happy. Now again, Before I go on, I cannot avoid saying that Reb Moshe disagrees very strongly. Reb Moshe held that a shaver has no shaylah of shaving with a razor. And he argued on all those that ushered. And he refused to agree with an isser on that shaver. And anybody that shaves with a shaver is samech on Reb Moshe, and it's fine. If you get upstairs and you tell them, I listened to Reb Moshe, you'll be in good shape. You'll be fine. Now, what kind of shaver Reb Moshe allowed and didn't allow is a matter of controversy. Depends which of the ones that learned by Reb Moshe you ask. Some have all, there were all different kinds of different ways, but I'm not the one to that paskin. Some hold Reb Moshe was matter all, some hold Reb Moshe was matter only some. I know Rabbi Heinemann used to do the ink test. He wrote ink on his hand, and he ran the shaver over it, and if the ink came off, he answered it. And I didn't believe it ever happened, but I watched him do it, and the ink came off. So I guess it does work. And that was his way of approaching it, going back 40 years ago, 42 years ago. Lashenke and others hold more chamadik, other hold less chamadik. I know many places come to when it comes to a shaver, they say, don't ask me. So I don't know, which is the answer I love to give. Okay. Liban Ayayim, Veschus Rufo Shleima Ana Basmanya, for lack of knowing how to pronounce that, Chetichya, who's having a major surgery today, may the learning be a Schus for Rufo Shleima.
Rebbe, did you start the recording?
I started it 5 minutes ago. I started recording So I did start the recording, yes. To remind me now, you're going to have to come on 5 minutes earlier. Dr. Mishnah, your Tessim et al. Will start again from the Mishnah. And for those, just as a thing, this week, the Rebbe Nishlam gave us a reprieve, pre-Pesach, you should be able to help cleaning of your wife. It's a much easier section this week than it had been for the last number of weeks. Chamisha damim tamei b'isha. There are five shades of blood that are tamei by a woman. Adam, the red, v'ashachar, the black, v'kikarim karkam, the corner of a garden of crocus, I still remember, which is a chiddush. Kamei adama, like the mixture of water and dirt in the Gemara, will limit what that means. A kamazik, like wine with water. We'll do a Rashi right away. Kikarim karkam, kizavi is gone. The corner of a garden, shikarkam, godl boy, the crocus grows. Kamei adama, l'kama mefarish, l'lukulu b'masnissin, the Gemara will explain it. This nachrina, kikarim karkam, k'noyga ziv karkam, like the shine of a crocus plant. K'moyki karan arpanav. Karan comes from karan, which is in Parshas Kisisa, the Moshe's face shown. Kamazik, he ayin adam hamazik b'mayim, b'apagav the kolosh at me misdelei, even though it's a weaker red, tamei, it's tamei. B'shamei ayimim av kamei me tilson, or kamei me basar tzli. B'shamei says, even like water with the trashy fenugreek, or kamei me basar tzli, mayil hayayitzim imenu, the juice that comes out of roasted meat. B'shilim b'tarim. Hayaruk, machlokes v'shainim, whether it means yellow, yellowish or green. V'kavya b'malau matamei d'chachamim mitarim. V'kavya b'malau says it's tamei d'chachamim say it's tar. It's not negei la'alocha because they don't pass them like a kavya b'malau. But that's the machlokes v'shainim how to translate yaruk. Amar Meir, imeina matamei b'shem kesem matamei b'shem mashkin. The Gemara is going to explain Rameir. And Rashi says, wait for the Gemara to explain it. So Rashi mefarish for Gemara. Rashi says, have patience. So that's what we will do. Rabbi Yisrael Meloikach, Meloikach, it's not Matamim Mishamashka. Eze Adam, what is considered red? Kedama Maka. So Rashi mefarish for Gemara, what that means. What kind of Maka? Shachar is Kecheres, which is, I forgot what it was called again in English. There was a word for it. But it is something you use for ink. Rashi Edrament. Amuk mikan tamei, darker is tamei, dia mikan tar, lighter is tar. Rashi amuk mikan shabuk b'mar shakuris, klem shachar yaisem echeres, blacker than black tamei. Dia shenitchus marisai has become pushed away somewhat, it's not as black, it's tar. Oki karen karkum, what does that mean? Kibaru shabai. Rashi says, alim brurim b'mar admumis yaisem echavereim. There are redder leaves then the other ones you pick the red or leaves of Gemara Mefarshlo. Kamei Adama, what does that mean? Mibikas Beis Karam, it's the name of a place, Rashi Mokum. Amisham Mevi Adama, the nice Nebukli, you take the dirt and put it in the Keli. a mezzo polymayim, and you put water on top of it, you make water float on top of it, a layer of water on top of it. And the color of the water is the color of the blood. Rashi, mezzo polymayim, claim nosin shamayim atiyamayim tzafim al adama. Kamazug, Rashi, what does that mean? Sorry, the Gemara, Mishnah, Shnechalot, Gemara, Bechudyayin, Minayayin Ashrayni, only from the Shiraini wine, Rashi, Gon Shnechalot, Gemara, Ketzel, Shnechalot, Gemara. Take the Gemara, Minolam, Dikah, Dam, Torah, Beisha. How do I know there's a discharge? And again, we're going to translate Dam now not as blood, but as discharge. Because that's exactly what we're discussing. What is Dam Nidus? What is not Dam Nidus? So instead of using the term blood, which we would use today, because today all red is equals usher, but in those days there were different shades of red. So how do I know that there is a discharge that is tahor? That's the question. Meaning, how do I know something qualified as dam, which we would call dam, it can be tahor? Maybe any discharge that's reddish, I guess, would be tamei. Amar Rav Chama bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yishai, Amar Kra. Kipalim mivchal dover lamishpat, beidam ledam. Okay, now here, the Gemara is going to spend almost a half an hour discussing this, so let me explain this. A Zakim Mamre is somebody who argues on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And the Pasuk gives cases that he argues. Beidam ledam, beidin ledin, beinega lenega. Three cases that the Pasuk gives of what he's arguing. So we are now translating Ben Dam L'Dam to mean whether this is Dam Tamei or whether this is Dam Tahar. That's the Machloikas. If not, what else are they arguing about? Whether this is Dam Tamei or this is Dam Tahar. That means there is such a thing called Dam Tahar. If all Dam was Tamei, so what are we arguing about? That's the Gemara's Raya, that it means that there is such a thing as Dam Tahar. The fact that the Pasuk discusses Bein Dam Tamei L'Dam Tahar means that there is such a thing as Dam Tahar. Frech to Gemara. Elamayata. If that's the case, so then I have a problem with you. Bein Nega L'Nega. So they're arguing whether this is a Nega Tamei or Nega Tahar. There is no such thing. Obviously, it can't be a Machloikas between a Nega Tamei and a Nega Tahar. So if it can't be a Machloikas between a Nega Tamei and a Nega Tahar, it can't be a Machloikas between Dam Tamei and Dam Tahar either. Whatever you're going to say, a nega la nega, and it can't mean whether this is tamei, a nega tamei, or a nega tahar, so then dam la dam can't mean whether it's dam tamei or dam tahar, because they all follow the same sequence. Yeah. There is no nega. The word nega is never used in context of Tara. It's called different names, as the Gemara will explain in a second. The Torah will never use the word nega on something that's tahar. It's not a nega. You can have a machlokes, is this a nega or not, but not whether it's nega tamei or nega tahar. You can have a machlokes, is this dam? But you can't have a machlokes whether it's dam tamei or dam tahar, because there's no such thing, maybe.
Now these are pashup shot and
pasuk. Yes. Well, what else?
Nega kulo means.
No, it's talking about Tzaras. Nega on the Torah means Tzaras. There's no, I don't think there's any other use in the Torah for the word Nega.
Nega,
Pesa,
Nega is not the same thing? Like a wound, does that call it Nega? No.
Okay. Not that I know of.
No, it would be Tzaras.
Even,
you know, Paro and
Abimel. Negoim Gedolim. You don't know what that means. Very good point, by the way. You know Chumash. Pardon the Goyim Gedolim. I don't know, maybe it was Taka Taras. I have no idea. It doesn't say. I know Rashi says Malachim Alehach. I don't know. I mean, she told the Malach hit him. I don't know. Maybe it was the Goyim. I don't know. It's a good question. It's like the Gemara, Hoganami be Negadam and Negator, Vichitema Hoganami, Negator Miika, Vichitema Kula Hafaklovan, Taru. You can have a Negad that spreads and it becomes Tar. Ahubayak Mitri, the Torah changes the name. It doesn't call it Nega. It's not a Negator. It became a non-Nega. So again, what does Ben Nega la Nega mean? Ela Ben Nige Yadam, Le Nige Batam, Le Nige Begadam, Bekulam Tmeyim. Torah says Ben Nega la Nega means whether the Shaila was about Nige Yadam, whether the Shaila was about Nige Batam, whether the Shaila was about Nige Begadam, That's what nega lenega means. They're all negoyim. And the question is only, is this rise to the level of nega adam? Does this rise to the level of nega begadam? Does this rise to the level of negay batim? Right? It doesn't mean, is this a nega tamei or tar? Because there's no such thing. Going back to dam, it could be a machlokes, does this rise to be dam? But then you can't say there's such a thing called dam tahor. There's no such thing. If it's dam, it's tamei. Right? So the Mishnah's lashon chamisha damim tameim, which implies there are other damim that are not tamei, is a misstatement. You could say dam equals A, and the rest of the things are not called dam, but that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah didn't say five colors are dam. The Mishnah said five dams are tar, which means there are other dams. The proof from the pasuk is not a proof, because just like nega la nega doesn't mean there's a nega that's not a tamei, dam la dam doesn't mean there's dam that's not tamei. Again, there's no question that you can have a machloikas, is this dam or not, but not whether this is dam tamei or dam tar, because there's no such concept, unless you prove it to me. And the Mishnah seemed to say there is. The halacha doesn't bother us. You could have said five colors are dam and the rest is non-dam. That would have been fine, but that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said five colors are dam and the rest are dam tahor. That's what the Mishnah said. Hamisha damim tmeim b'isha. Ella, the kulo tmeim. Hakanami ben dam nidil dam ziva. It might be whether the shaila is about dam nidil or dam ziva. Meaning, dam la dam means two types of blood, both being tamei. Just like nega la nega means three types of negoim, all being tamei. And there's shilas in each, but not that there's such a thing called dam tar. The kulon tamei. Zot Rashi. Elam yata, the kulon tamei, lashon kushanu. The kasha goes to the word the kulon tamei. Vayak, lashon leiven. Shanira banoshim bachurim kippus lavonis miyad. They have very white spots, bipneim, and they're face. Dr. Gemara Haimai. No. You can't make the comparison between Dam Ladam and Nega Lanega. Because Bishloim Mahasam Ikilif Fluge. In Hilchas Nega, you can have a machloikas. Is it a Nega or a non Nega? Why? Benige Yadam, they can argue, Pukta Rabbi Shuva Rabbanan. The Gemara is not going to go through different things that the argument might be about. Right? They're having a machloikas about a Nega on a person. What is the machloikas? Not nega tame or nega tor, because there's no such thing. It's whether this is a nega or a non-nega. What are they arguing about? It's non. In Beharis, kaitam l'seir lovim tame. If the Beharis, the white spots, came before the hair turned white, but simen tuma by Mitzayra, is Beharis and seir lovim. The Torah says Beharis first. So the Beharis has to come before the seir lovim. In seir lovim, kaitam l'beharis, tahar. The same simen, but the order was different. It's tahar. That's what the Tanakhama says. Suffolk, if you don't know, tamei. Rabbi Shua Emer Keya. Rabbi Shua says, in Suffolk, it's darkened or weaker. V'yomer Rabbi Keya v'tahar. He means that it's tahar. So here you can have a machloikas, the Zalkamami and the Sanhedrin. One holds one way, one holds the other way. It's a machloikas, does it rise to the level of nega? Not whether it's a nega tahar. Let me finish the Gemara, okay? Let's give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. Benigay batim, he ha plukta the Reblazer, Reb Shem, and Rabbanon. There's a machloikas there also. Now, Reblazer, Reb Shem, and Eimer, lo'ilam ein avayis tamei. A house cannot be a tamei nega. Hashir kishnei grisin, hashnei avonim, bishnei kisalim, bekarim zavius. Now, the halacha is a nega has to be the shir gris by a gris, a square gris. Now, Reblazer, Reb Shem, says it has to be 2x1 at the corner. Because the Torah says kir and the Torah says kirais. So we learn it has to be at the corner of two walls. That's what he learned. And if it's the middle of a wall, there's no such thing as negebatim. It's not a nega. And Rabbanah say it is. That's a machloikas. Today, archloikas shnegrisim, the length is two, one on one wall, one on the other wall, baruch mikigris. My time is Rablazer Reb Shimon, ksiv kir, ksiv kirais. It says kir and it says kirais. A is a kir, shne kirais. Which is a kir that's like two. That's the corner. So again, you can have a machloikas. Is this a nega or not a nega? Again, not nega tami or nega tor, but is this in the translation of Webster's of what nega means? Rabbanan. You can have a machlokes. A Rabbi Yonasan ben Rav Tumas and Rabbanan. The Tanya. Rabbi Yonasan Rav Tumas Imus Minayin Lepriches Begadim Shitayra. How do I know that if it spreads over the whole beged? You started off with the nega, and then all of a sudden the nega covered the whole beged that it's tar. Shnemar Kzer Shava. It says the word karachas or kabachas, which means front and back, begadim. And it says by the Nagam on the head, it says on the bald spot in the front and the bald spot on the back. Just like the person, the halacha is, if the nega spreads over the whole body, it's tar. So again, not a machlokes whether it is a nega, whether it's a nega tomei or nega tar. It's a machlokes whether it's called a nega. What would the argument be? What are they arguing about? Right? There's nothing to argue about. Must be that there must be dam tahar. If not, what are they arguing about? Dam is dam. Right? Right? So it's a raya that there's such a thing called dam tahar. Because there's dam tamei, there would be no argument. What would the argument be? Whether what? Is this dam or not dam? If there's no... I mean... Why can't you say they're arguing whether this is dam or not dam? Whether this color qualifies to be dam or not? I guess. I thought I saw the kasha, but I don't remember the answer. See, the Taisus of Rashi asked that there could be things they argue about whether it's considered dumb or not. But he answers that, I don't know. What does article say? Does he say anything?
Did you talk to Zach about color here?
Yeah. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. Did he say anything? Can I borrow it for a second? I might be able to find it faster.
Not sure what words he would be saying.
Right, that's why I said I might be able to find it faster.
The question is, Baharis number 40. Baharis is for sure under class of Nega? Baharis itself?
Yes,
word?
That's good. That's exactly. So again, what the Gemara is saying, Artsko does Bavarnet. What the Gemara is saying is, you can't have a machloikas. See, by nega and nega, there's a machloikas. Does this qualify for nega or not? By dam ladam, the machloikas would have to be, is this color blood or not blood? And the Mishnah says that there is blood that's tahar. Now, what's bothering us is by dam tahar, dam ladam. Dam ladam means two. What two are we talking about? What two?
Again.
If it's a color question, it's the same question. It can't. There's no two questions. By nega and nega, there's multiple questions. One by nege bias, one by nege begadim, one by nege yadam. By dam ladam, it'll be one question. Is this dam or not? So why does it say bein dam ladam? It should be bein dam. There is no second question. Again, is this dam nida or dam leida? There's no question. If it came after birth, it's dam leida. If it didn't after birth, it's dam nida. Again, you mean stay my yonas and my inechad. So that's the Taisus of Rashi's question. then the Taisus of Rashi asks, it could be a Shaila of two Mayanas and one Mayan. And then Taisus brings the Taisus of Rashi asks another question about Badika for his Zav, and the answer is that it's Mashma from the Pasuk that there's got to be three Machlaikasim. Just like by Negel and Negel, by Din and Din, there can be three options. And here you're only going to come up with the most two options. That's how Taisus of Rashi answers. But Parshat Shat the Gemara, before you get to Yanki's Kasha, which is the Kasha of the Taisus of Rashi, is that in every other case, there can be multiple questions. So that's why the Torah said Nega or Nega. There's one Nega, there's another Nega. And each one we have a question. By Din Ladin, there's multiple Dinim. And each Din we can have a question. By Dam Ladam, you can have a question, is this what or not? But what's the second question? What is the second question? Right? We want to translate Ben Dam Ladam like we translate Ben Nega Lenega. But by Nega Lenega, there are different Negoim that you can have Shilas in. Ben Din Ladin, there are different Dinim you can have Shilas in. Ben Dam Ladam, there are no different Dinim that you can have Shilas in. It's the same question. Is this or is this not Dam? So why did the Torah have to say Dam Ladam? The Torah could have said Ben Dam. Therefore, the Gemara proves here must be there's something else called Dam that's not Tameh. By saying Ben Dam Ladam, which can't be translated like Ben Nega Lenega, the Torah is telling me there's something else called Dam. Let's do Rashi. Catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Bishlei Ma'asim Gabi Negoim, Avagab the Kulu L'Tameh, they're all Tameh. And the question is it Tameh or not? He can look across the Ayrib, but pluk to the Zakim Amrim, the Sanhedrin Shabbatai, right? The Zakim Amrim and the Sanhedrin of his generation are arguing the Siv. Mishashi Yasa Bezadin, he goes against the Sanhedrin, he does it willingly. But the Miflugi Benigay Adam, but pluk to the Yeshua. The Kamar Zakim Amrim, Kachad Minayu, the Zakim Amrim is like one side, and the Sanhedrin, Kachad Minayu, and they're like the other one. In Beheres Kaidim, the Sayer Love and Tameh. The Sayer Love is the money Tuma, which you could must say Beheres, it has to be preceded by the Beheres. The Sevi ne nepach seir lovin b'beheres. In the beheres, the seir lovin turned. Character hare hu kenega shekayim arisei b'shvu shel hesker. It's like a nega that darkened in the week that was locked up. Shusimatara the Sevi ne kei a nega. Shem Ramayshir adarshin shemati kia, not kia, but kia. Klamer kia b'davar. He dismissed it. I don't know what the word kia means. I'll be honest. Ignored it. V'nechlekalov. The Chema Tzisa B'Teres Kahana Rabbi Shua Kia, Kia means, I don't know, Hakei Yeshinov, blunt. He blunted it with the air. Shir Nega Kigris Lailach Reichav. Length and width, Shnei Grisim Ashnei Avonim Shepakarin Sovis, Echa B'Kaisel Zeh, Ve'echa B'Kaisel Zeh, one on one wall, one on the other wall. Arke Kishnei Grisim V'Rachav Kigris. The Kshumutu Arke Abbez Avonim, if you have it in two stones, Nimtze B'Kalev and Gris Agris, Kishir Nega. We need two stones. What he's adding is that besides, everybody agrees you need two stones. And everybody agrees that you need two grisim by a gris. Question is, does it have to be at a corner? Rav Lazar Rav Shimon is arguing, and he's saying it has to be by a corner. Because if kir, my rain shuffle min hakir, and it says ki rice. So is it two walls or one wall? The answer is it's a corner. Pricha, parchet saraz bekula shitayra. V'abishloi nemer ala ba'adam. This is only said by nigei adam. Bim parayak tifrach. Period. Yes, doctor.
As far as Ben Dam Ladam, to follow on Rabbi Klein's question, does anyone talk about differentiating the status of blood after what could have been a heavy period or what could have been an early miscarriage?
Again, I'm not going to argue on Rabbi Klement's question because the Taisus of Rashi asked it, right? So it's a great question. So you're trying to come up with another kind of machlokes within them.
Well,
I don't know what the difference would be.
That's what I'm saying. The question is, you know, there are yimei tahara after a birth. Are any yimei tahara after a miscarriage?
No. Yes. If it's a miscarriage of a baby.
That's what I thought.
Of a baby.
Right.
Not a blood.
So the question is, what's a visible baby?
Well, you either see it or you don't. If there's a baby, Shulya, we had a case of Shulya. You have to have some sign it's a baby. We don't take every woman that has a period and said it might have been a baby.
Right. No, I'm quite aware of that. But there is also a matter of timing. have someone, especially if they're approaching menopause, with a...
Again, I'm not creating new shilas that the Gemara never deals with. The Gemara never has a shilas.
That's my question. Does the Gemara deal with it?
Not that I know of.
This is the question which is running through the whole thing, which is we know there's a concept of Damtar.
Again, Damtar, again, you're asking if you're asking Yankee's question...
I had my hand up, but I'm quite aware that it's what
you have to do. So fine, that's the Tyson Zeresh's question. Okay. Dr. Gemara writes, M'mai da'ani ta'ra b'ani t'meyim. I'm sorry. Elohochi dam ta'ra laka b'ani pliki. Right, laka b'ani pliki. Okay, very good. Frank de Gemara, M'mai da'ani ta'ra b'ani t'meyim. So how do I know now what's t'meyim and what's t'ar? What discharge is t'meyim and what discharge is t'ar? If every discharge... It can be. It's called dam, and some are dam tamei, and some are dam tahar. What told us the category that what we're looking for? Which color? Where do we know it from? Theoretically, a white discharge is dam tahar. But how do you know? The Torah said dam. How do you know? Amar b'vol damar kra bayiru mayav es hamayim adumim kedam. Remember the dam adamu. We learn out that. Dam, that dam we talk about, dam blood, what we call blood, is red. How do I know it? From a pasuk in Navi. Now, that doesn't mean before Navi they didn't know it. Before Navi, they had it as a local emotion in Sinai. And now from Navi, we see it explicitly. Adumim kedam, red like blood. Remember the dam adamu, period. So that's how I know we're looking for red. Frag de Gemara Eima Edam Basulai. Maybe red and nothing else. Now, meaning maybe one shade of red and nothing else. Amar Abavo, Amar Kro, Dameha, Dameha. It says Dameha for twice. Her bloods, Lashon Rabim. It doesn't say Dama, it says Dameha. Her bloods. Why is it referring to bloods, plural, two times? Harikan Arba tells me there are four kinds of bloods, four different shades. Red. Frag de Gemara Vananka Mishatnan. Our Mishnah said five, and you're talking about four. Reb Chanina, Socher Edom Huel Shaloka. Black is red. They got affected. Now, what affected it? Some want to say oxygen. Some want to say it gets affected internally. I don't know. But black is black, that red that turned colors. The shade of black that we ask for, which is Kacheres, is red that turned colors. Tanya Nami Hachi, period. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, remember the Dhamma, the Elu Kula Madumim Haim? And these are all red. Vehim Adam Basula, Ya Adam Shabadumim. Why don't we go with the reddest, the Ainukidam Makadam Asnisen, which is like the wound of our Mishnah. The Mea Dhamma, Bi Gyosis Makar Dhamma, she revealed the source of her bloods. Vatara Mimkar Dhamma, bloods. Now, I want to explain something the way I understand it. I didn't see anybody speak this out beferish, but this is the only way I can understand the Gemara, and I'm willing to accept a different explanation. See, we talk about darker and lighter. And in each of these maras, we're going to talk about darker and lighter. But, Marashach, if it gets darker, doesn't it look like a different red? So the way I understand it is, there are different shades of red, and in those shades you have darker and lighter. But once it gets, it's not a different, meaning shade A will never be shade B. Or if it does, then it's not shade A anymore. You can have a darker level of shade A and a lighter level of shade A. But if it were all one column, I'm trying to figure it out, say it as follows. If it all fits into one shade, the darkest, less dark, less dark, less dark, less dark. So then what does it mean darker and lighter on each of these? Can't be, because they're all one column. So if the bottom one, the least red, is Tamei, obviously all the other ones are Tamei before it. The fact that we're talking about darker and lighter in each shade, so I understand that what they're saying is there are five different shades of red that can be darker or lighter within that shade.
Some color.
The Mishnah gave you the baseline. This is Tameh. Darker than that in that shade is Tameh. Lighter than that shade is Tahar. But it's got to be in that shade. It can't be just one line down. I don't know what the word in English would be. What?
The spectrum of color.
Because if that were the case, give me the bottom one and say everything darker is Tameh. Why are you giving me five? Must be there are five different tracks. There's the Damaka, the wound. Now, whatever wound it is, the Gemara is going to discuss which wound you look at. But whatever wound you look at, that's red. Darker than that is red. Lighter than that is not red. But it might be a different shade, let's say, of the crocus plant. Now, is that darker or lighter than the maca? Teretz, it's a different shade of red. Only thing I can think of is when the painter shows you the color scheme, he puts out red. There's like 40 reds there, right?
Use red. Use red.
See, I don't know what use means. Use don't. I don't know what that means. Change. Does that mean change?
The problem with Moshe is that all the colors that term which is correct, which is more technical than one, is a wavelength. At a certain wavelength, you have a pure color. It can be brighter or it can be darker depending on the amount of energy. But that wavelength is inviolate no matter, no, I don't want to say violet, but cannot be, it's not abrogated by how bright or dark it is. Now, this matters in lasers and stuff like that. But the most accurate term of which I can think.
Again, I'm trying to talk about is what I'm trying to say. It's not
you're
one straight
to say
line.
That there is a pure color,
right?
And the color itself is independent of the brightness of that color,
right?
And this is exactly true. There are two different phenomena: a wavelength and the amount of energy that wavelength has.
Again, I that's how I understand the Gemara. I don't know other way of understanding the Gemara. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to agree with you.
Okay, I'm glad.
What is
this black whose
contaminated?
What does he say? What is the word our school uses? We like to use Rabbeinu's word.
Rabbi
Einhorn says deteriorated.
Does that mean that it came out
black? Black, yeah.
It was in the body before.
It isn't a big shaila in the Machrayim, but without getting involved, it makes no difference. There's some that say that it comes out red and it gets contaminated in the vagina, but that makes a whole different ballgame in halacha. So in order to avoid the shilas, we'll say, it came out black, I don't care where, when, what. That's still void in this. Now, thinking about the Tanya Nami Hachi, Shachar Kecheres, black means like, well, the word we use for ink, we had a word for it.
Copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate, right. Amik Mikan Tamei Dia Afilu Kechayil, even if it's as black as chayil, which is ink? No. What is it called, chayil? What?
Stib night.
Stib night?
Stib.
What is that? What's the word again? Stim? S-T-M-A? Chayil.
S-T-I-B-N-I-T-E.
S-T-I-B. Okay. Tahar. The shachar zeh, lo mitchilas yomashker, it doesn't get created in the body as black. Okshenekar humashker. When it leaves the body, it gets black, and this is the shayla, leaves what? Gets to where? Mashul l'damaka, okshenekar humashker. Okdrashi, it can happen to a wound blood also. It turns black when it exits the body. And again, this opens up the door of all the discussion. Exactly when did this blood turn black? Inside the vagina, out the vagina. Now, if she finds it in a bedika, then it was in the vagina. So if it turns black from the outside, then it wouldn't be blood. But in order to avoid all controversy, we'll just say it turned black. Rashi. Diamikan, afilu shachar kekoil, even if it's as black as stipment. Tahar, never knew that word, and I think the doctor, I think they finally pulled a fast one on you.
I did not know what
to say. I think it's a new saw, first time I caught you on a word. Okay. It's not as black as the copper sulfate. The chenekim and haguf, Again, notice that Rashi, like or Mashker, it gets deteriorated and turns black. B'shamay Yomrim Afbebe Tosun. B'shamay adds a sixth Mara, that is fenugreek water. Frank the Gemara, fenugreek juice. Frank the Gemara, but less fool of B'shamay Demer, Demer HaKan Arba. Don't they hold a four? Didn't we have a drush of four? He buys same or less fool. Maybe they talk and don't hold it. If they hold it's a question of shades. He buys same or Islahu. They say that Mei Tosan, fenugreek juice, the color of that is also originally blood that deteriorated. So again, they agree to four, except they say there's more that fits into the four. Just like black fit into red, this also fits into red. Isn't this the Tanakama? What does it say, Bisil Matarim? The Tanakama said four, not five, not six. Right? Five, not six. So what is Beisil adding? But the Gemara, you can be now your lit lice. The difference is lit lice, which means Tanakam is of ours of Drashi, Hey Damim Tmeim Vadai, Five or Tmeim Vadai, Idok Sveka, and the other ones are Suffolk. Mamish, that the Tanakam agrees that there can be others that we're in doubt of. When he said five, he meant that's for sure Tmeim. The Beisil, Tyra Mamish. And Beisil says, no, it's all Tahar. A Yorick Hakavya be Malao Matame, Frank the Gemara Velesli, Lakavya Demer, Demer Hakan Abba. Now, by the way, here is Tysus that says Yorick Hainu Ke Esrig, Velo Yorick Akarsi, and not like a leek, which is green. Now, the problem with Tysus, which I don't understand, is that the Mishnah said. No, it didn't say it. What? Esrig color. Dark yellow. Yellow, dark. Yellowish, goldish, yellowish. That's what an ester color is. Okay. That's what Tysus learns. The Miri says it means green. Frank the Gemara, doesn't he hold the male is four? He buys him a Lesle. He buys him a Isle. Me, Amram Khalina, Shachar, Ethem, Mushalaka. Didn't he say the black is deteriorated red? Okanami Milko, the Lucky. Okavi, Bimalaho holds that. Either yellow or green, whatever one you want to say, is also deteriorated red. Now, you can't argue on that, meaning not that we argue in Gemaras. He tells you that's what happens, that's what happens. What am I supposed to say? It doesn't happen. It happens. Tanakama, obviously, holds it doesn't happen. Kama Matarim, Hainu Tanakama, it can be an idol lipless. Again, the Tanakama is not sure, right? And the Chachamim are saying Tohar. Rashi, Hainu Tanakama, Damar Heit Mam Sulai. The answer is, the Tanakhama said five for sure, others are suffix, and the other ones are, and the Chachamim are saying, no, they are tar. Now we get to the part of the Mishnah that we left unexplained, right?
I'm sorry, how did you say yellow and green? Yellow or green?
I didn't say yellow, I said yellow is gold, I was very careful. I did not say green.
How does green come?
The Meiri says it means Yorek Ikarsi, green like a leek. So my point is, what does the word Yorek mean?
I don't know if my Esrog is
Esrog. Oh, we're not talking about Esrog, we're talking about blood. You know what I mean? We're not learning Lulu, we're not in Sukkot now. We're learning now blood. Is blood, do you have green blood, right? Is that Nida or not? Or yellow blood? That's the Shiloh.
All
Titus was doing is being Westerns. Yorick equals dark yellow. That's what he said. He says the word estuary to give you an idea of the color. He doesn't have a color.
What color blood are we talking about right now?
Well, Kavya ben Malal said Yorick. And he said that's not Mizar.
That's not deteriorated blood at all.
Well, yes, again. Kavya ben Malal said Yorick is not Mizar. Frank the Gemara, what happened to the drush of the male, which had four? Either he doesn't hold of it, but the second one is it's red that deteriorated. Into the color of Yorick. I mentioned the Machlokes Rishonim. What is the translation of the word Yorick?
Which means that the blood can be a different color once it's deteriorated.
Oh, it turns black.
And be Tomei?
Yes.
Versus the black one?
Not versus. We're not having a fight here. Everybody agreed that black is red deteriorated.
And that's Tomei.
Yeah. The question is Yorick black, this is red, deteriorated. Now, what is Yorick? Separate issue. What is Yorick? Tyson says it's like an entrance. The Miri says it's like a leak.
So it's deteriorated anyway.
According to the second terrorist of the Gemara.
Are we talking about like a dry stain? We're talking about when it comes out wet like that.
It comes out of discharge like that. Women have discharges all the time.
But the discharge we're talking about here, or everywhere, is always blood?
There's dam tameh and dam tahar. The word blood doesn't exist in the Gemara. The word dam exists. See, you're used to the fact dam means blood. The Gemara is telling you dam does not mean blood.
I don't understand. You said that dam here means this.
Exactly.
Is that discharge always a blood of some type?
I don't know what that means.
I'm making up this. A mucus of some type?
Okay, the Gemara calls mucus dam. See, you're going English and I'm talking Hebrew. Lashon Kodesh. The word blood does not include white or green or black. Maybe black, but not anything else.
Or blue.
Or blue. There's no blue blood, I mean, unless you're royal.
Well, I think blue blood is inside the color, then when oxygen hits it.
Could be. I know that doesn't make a difference to us in halacha.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so now we proceed to the next Gemara, where Rabbi Meir said, if it's not tamei mishum kesem, it's tamei mishum mashka. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Yared Remeir Lashita Sakavi Ben Malalo. He agreed Sakavi Ben Malalo Betimei. He holds like Sakavi Ben Malalo that Yared is Tamei. Period. That's the first statement that the Gemara is saying. To understand Remeir, assume that he holds like Sakavi Ben Malalo that Yared is Tamei. V'hochi Kamar Luhu L'Rabbanon. And he turns to the Rabbanon and he says, granted that you argue on a Kavi Malalo, and you say that if a woman finds a spot of green or yellow, whatever Yorick is, on her clothing, you say she's not Tamei. But if we're sure that it came from her body, it should be Tamei not because of Anita, but because this is liquid that comes out of Anita. If she was Anita already, she's been Anita for 3 days, the blood stopped, and now this Yarek comes out, granted, this is not Damnita according to you, but it's Anita that discharges liquid, and liquid of Anita is coming. So forget about, I agree to you. I don't agree with you, but I understand you. You say if she finds a spot of green, or Yarek, whatever Yarek is, she's not Tamei. We say it came from somewhere else. There's no way this is Tamei. It's not Tamei. But at the same time, if she's in either already, you should agree that this discharge is Tamei because it's Mashke that comes from Anita. That's what he said to them. So, granted it doesn't make her Anita, but it should be considered like her spit, her saliva, her urine. So why are you saying it's tar? Tar means completely tar, even for Taurus. Not true. This is a mashka that comes from Anita. So therefore, that's what he said. That's what the way Gemara wants to explain it at the beginning. The Gemara is not going to like this explanation, but let's learn Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amana Abigda. Yared Remeir, I'm sorry, Matamidam Yarek Misham Nida. You assume it's not from her body. But it's a lina, but we don't say it came from her. I grant you that if her first discharge is Yorick, she's not Tamim Mishim Raya, the Lab Damu. That's what Remeir said. You're not Matamim Mishim Kesem Klamer. You don't treat it like blood that the spot is Tamim. The tamei mishum mashka, kareika kamei meragla, like her saliva and like her urine. Im noigin by adam bekelim b'taris v'isa dam yorek, sherasa b'mei nidusa. If a man or kelim touched that discharge, she's anida midam adam, she was already anida, b'mai b'tarisu legamri. The Rabbana said the word tahar. So Remeir says, I don't like the word tahar. Tahar implies that there's no tumah to it. I'm not going to get into the argument that we have. I personally, Ramirez says, hold, she's a Nida. You hold, she doesn't become a Nida from Dam Yorek. But once she is a Nida, you can't use the term Tahar. This is a liquid that is exiting the body of a Nida, like her, which is Matame, as an Avatoma, and like her urine, that's Matame, like an Avatoma. So let this Dam Yorek that exits her body during her Nidus be Matame. So you should at least mention that even though we say Tahar, it's not completely Tahar. It's a liquid that's coming out. If she is a Nida, this is a liquid that's exiting a Nida. That's what he told them. The Gemara does not like this shot. So the Gemara, okay, the Matame Mishim Kesem, Matame Mishim Ashka, Mishim Roya Miboyele. Why did he use Kesem? He should have said, if you're not Matame it as a Nida, be Matame it as a Mashka. He said, if you're not Matame it as a spot. Spot is not directly saying Nida. Right? Spot means you find a spot, you can assume it's from somewhere else. So a mayor is saying, if you're not Matame it as a spot, be Matame it as a Mashka. If he's arguing and saying, I understand you that you're not Matame it as a Nida, be Matame it at least as a Mashka, then he should have used the word Raya, not Kesem. What?
Kesem implies what? That it's not something that can be Matame?
Kesem seems to imply. Now, I translated the Gemara wrong. I'm going to redo this Gemara tomorrow. I jumped to the second shot before I explained the first shot, which I can be guilty of many times because I remembered the second shot. We'll have to redo this again tomorrow from this Gemara from Rameyer. Everybody have a wonderful day.